is nothing. Absolutely nothing half so much worth doing as simply messing about in boats. But nice? Ha! That's not the half of it. Listen, if you've nothing else on this morning, what say we drop down the river together and make a day of it?
What, in the boat? Together? Could we really?
Certainly. Hop in.
Oh!
That's it. Careful. Oh! That's the idea. Now, first item on the agenda, a spot of provender. Put this hamper on your lap.
What's in it?
There's cold chicken in it, cold ham, cold tongue, cold beef, pickled gherkins, sausage rolls, cress sandwiches, ginger beer, lemonade.
Oh, stop. This is too much.
Do you really think so? It's only what I always take. The other animals are always saying I'm a mean beast and cut it very fine. Comfy?
Rather.
Right. Off we go.
So this is a river.
My dear Mo, if I may correct you, not a river, the river.
And you really live by the river? What a jolly life.
Yeah, by it and with it and on it and in it. It's my world and I don't want any other.
Doesn't it get a bit dull at times?
Dull?
Well, just you and the river and no one else to chat to.
No one else? My dear fellow, the bank is so crowded nowadays, some people are moving away altogether.
What's over there?
Where?
There, that dark place on the horizon.
Oh, nothing.
Yes, there is. It's a wood.
No, don't stand up, you idiot. You'll have the boat over. Oh, dear. Sorry about that. My fault. Shouldn't have called you an idiot. Only rule one where boats are concerned is never stand up.
Sorry.
Where were we?
You said there was a wood.
Yes. Now, this looks a good spot. What say we pitch camp here? Steady as she goes. Out you get. Careful. That's it. Splendid. Make a sailor of you yet, eh? Now then, while I lay the tablecloth, why don't you unpack the hamper?
Oh, my. Sausage rolls, potted meat, and apple pie.
Peckish?
A bit. Well, a lot, actually.
Jolly good. Then don't stand on ceremony. Tuck in.
Mmm.
Only Mo.
Mm?
Manners. Napkin first.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
Allow me. There we are. Away you go.
Well, Rabbit Ronald, they seem to have clicked.
Yeah, the old fella's probably lonely. What's a bit of company?
Aye, somebody to rub it onto.
Do you mind, Hedgehog Herbert? I find that remark rather offensive.
You've gone a bit quiet, old chap. What is it?
Nothing. Are they trees over there, or is it a shadow? I can't tell.
All right. I suppose you'll have to find out sometime. It's called the Wild Wood, and it's just that we riverbankers don't go there very much.
Why, aren't they nice people?
Well, let's see. The squirrels are all right, and the rabbits, I suppose. Then there's Badger, of course. He's all right. He lives bang in the middle of it. Wouldn't live anywhere else. Dear old Badger. Nobody takes any liberties with him.
Why, who would?
It's the others, you see. The weasels, stoats, and the ferrets. They're all right most of the time. One passes the time of day, morning rat, morning weasel, but just occasionally they break out. Another sausage roll?
Well, when? When do they break out?
Mo, can I say something? One of the ways we animals have the edge on our human friends, and why we're happier than they are, is that we don't dwell on possible trouble ahead. Sometimes we need reminding about that, don't we?
Sorry, Rat.
It's a question of manners, really. I find most things are. Apple pie?
But, Rat...
Mo, please.
No, but what's beyond the wild wood?
Beyond the wild wood comes the wide world. And that's another topic we avoid. Point taken, Mo?
Sorry. Rat?
What is it now?
Well, I'm not sure. This isn't something else I ought not to mention, but there are some bubbles in the water.
Bubbles? Oh, Lord. Look out. Stand back. Clear the food. Quick.
Why, what's the matter?
Too late.
Hello, what's all this? A picnic? Rat, you sly beggar. I don't recall receiving an invitation.
Because, Otter, I knew you'd...